Do you know?
I don't.
That is.
I don't think I know.
Mm-hmm. The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs.
Bacon.
The inside of the bacon is called, I'm sorry, the outside. You know,
is it called the rind?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of meat you buy and then slice thin to eat with your eggs. I think you just told me that, didn't you?
Well.
Or do you have any different kinds?
And different kinds of bacon?
Yes.
Well, you have salt pork, and you have breakfast bacon.
Mm-hmm. The kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain.
That's sausage.
Uh-huh. And who kills and sells the meat?
Farmer.
Well, do you have another?
At the store, the butcher hounds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If the meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head? Have you ever heard of anything that they make from the head?
From the head?
Mm-hmm.
I probably have, but I don't think of what it is now. I know you get to, I don't guess you mean like brains and things like that.
All the meat from the head of the hog.
Well, some is brain.
What would you call all of it?
All together.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I know that.
You've never heard of head cheese?
No. That's really new to me.
What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up the hog liver? I think you can buy that in the stores too.
Liver sausage? Liver pudding?
Yes. Did you ever make anything out of hog blood? Have you ever heard of that?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if you bought anything, but you never heard of it.
I never heard of it. No.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something they make with it?
Yes. something called blood sausage. Blood pudding.
Mm-hmm. No, that's new to me.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal?
No, I never did.
You never heard of any of that,
no.
Suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste? How would you describe its condition?
I would say it was rancid.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I would say about it.
Yes. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called what?
Clabber.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of cheese is made from this kind of milk?
Is that the cottage cheese?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking? You know, right after milking the cow, what's done with the milk?
Let's see. I don't think I know.
All right. What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
Apple cobbler?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever made one?
Yes.
Would you describe it, how you made it?
Oh, gee. It's been so long. Let's see. I think what I did was peel my apples and put them in the bottom of the pan, sprinkle in sugar and cinnamon and some flour to give the juice thickening. And after that, I believe, it's been quite a long time since I've done that, I believe I put a thin sort of crust there, and then I put another layer, and on top of that I put a crust and baked it. I use butter also.
Somebody has a good appetite, and you say, he sure likes to put away his food.
Yeah.
What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding? And it's made